the kitchen fire.
And you're listening to Global Agogo, music from around the world in the universal language of groove, with four different ways to enjoy this program. First of all, live on the radio every Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. on Lutut Poussant, WRIRLP, 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. Secondly, through WRIR's time machine at WRIR.org/listen. Where you can hear the show live as a web stream simulcast or on your schedule as a podcast. Plus, it's rebroadcast on other radio stations in the Global Agogo Radio Network. And last but not least, it's available as a podcast through my blog, globalagogo.com, and through the ANFOS Radio Project at radioforall.net. That's radio, the numeral for all.net. And we finished the first hour today listening to some songwriters heavily influenced by Eastern European music. And that last songwriter is an actual Eastern European himself. That was Eugene Hutz from the band Gogol Bordello, who is a Roma from Ukraine. From the album Transcontinental Hustle from 2010, we heard the song Raise the Knowledge. I love the line in that song that goes, evolution is preparing for all of us maximum surprise. That is so apt. Now, before Gogol Bordello, we had some CanCon from Jeff Berner, who's from Vancouver, a guy who combines klezmer, punk, political satire, and Balkan dance rhythms in his music from his 2015 album entitled, excuse me, We Are Going to Bremen to Be Musicians. Jeff Berner did Swing a Chicken Three Times Over Your Head. Before that was the American singer-songwriter Daniel Kahn, who describes his music as Verfremdung Klezmer, or Alienated Klezmer. And he and his band, The Painted Bird, have been based in Berlin for many years. And from their album, Partisans and Parasites, from 2009, we heard an old Yiddish folk song called Yussel Bear, with some of the lyrics translated there from Yiddish into English. And we started the set with Jordan Wax, an American singer-songwriter originally from Missouri and now living in New Mexico, where he's a member of the band Lone Pinon, if you've heard them. His new album is called Teich, The Heart Deciphers. It is entirely in Yiddish, Yiddish with some English translations, like in the song that I played for you called Macht, or Power. This album was released in January and by Borscht Beat Records. It's produced by Jeremy Barnes, who used to be in Neutral Milk Honey, is now in the band A Hawk and a Hacksaw, who you've heard on this show also. And the album also features the violinist Jake Schulman-Ment, who is a member of Daniel Kahn's Painted Bird Band. And so that wraps up what you just heard in the first hour. We're going to move into the second hour of the program here in just a moment. But before we do that, here is another pause for the cause. Is your power out? Hope not. But if so, Dominion Energy wants you to report it. Their response system is available 24 hours a day to report an outage, check the status of your outage, report down power lines or other hazardous situations as well. Dominion reminds you always to assume that down lines are energized and stay away from them. This is all relevant here today with this extremely high winds that we're having. More information is online at dominionenergy.com or call 1-866-DOM-HELP. That's 1-866-DOMHELP or 366-4257. And that's a public service announcement of your community radio station, WRIR. All right, we're going to spend the whole second hour today in Africa. And we're going to start in Mali with a set of music from the Koyate family tree. And we're going to start with Kanku Koyate and the title track of her album, Darila, right here on Global Agogo.
single day. Ayo, 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 alumano chela si Miguel mane single day. Nyarabira temina one bofe nedu yarabira temina one bofe mfanu ko konetedi dianyanchema nalu ko konetedi dianyanchenima eyo 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 alumano jela. Miguel amanece gote. Eyo, 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 alumano jela, si Miguel amanece gote. Eyo, 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 alumano jela, si Miguel amanece gote.
That's Baseku Koyate Angoni Ba here on Global Agogo with Segu Jajiri from their album Jamako, which was one of my favorite albums of the year 2013. Baseku Koyate is to the Ngoni as Earl Scruggs was to the banjo. He's the person who revolutionized the technique for playing the instrument, turned it from a rhythm instrument into a soloing instrument. And Baseku is also the head of a large family of musicians who you heard on all three songs in that set. Baseku's son, Madu, plays Ngoni Ba, which is the bass Ngoni. He's also in the Ngoni Ba band that his father has. And he's also part of a griot supergroup now called Trio de Cali, which you heard right before the Ngoni Ba band. That group includes Hawa Jabate, who is the daughter of one of the greatest griot singers of the modern era, Kasimadi Jabate. And then the third member of the group is Lasana Jabate, who plays balafon. And they have a new album out. It's called Bagola, and it's going to be released. It's not out yet. It's going to be released on February 28th. It's one of the best things that I've heard so far in 2025. From Bagola by Trio de Cali, we heard the song Sela Sigi. And I really love that new record. And we started the set with Kanku Koyate, who is Baseku's niece and an outstanding singer. We heard the title track of her album, Darila, which was released digitally last year and made my top 20 new albums of the year list. It really could have made my top 10. It should have made my top 10 now as I rethink that list. But now it's coming out in physical formats, which will be released on March 14th. And thank you to Carolina Vallejo from One World Records for sending us a copy. Madu Koyate is once again on Ngoni Ba on this album, so he's on all three songs that I played in that set. And Madu co-produced this album for his cousin, Kanku Koyate, for One World Records. Again, the title track of Darila by Kanku Koyate. And you're listening to Global Agogo, decolonizing your ears since 2005 on WRIR, Richmond Community Radio, 97.3 FM and WRIR.org. And just a reminder that those WRIR t-shirts from the fund drives can now be purchased at a couple of retailers. The vintage deadstock shirts are available at Circle Thrift, 400 West Broad Street. And the spring 2024 shirt with the skateboarder on it that everybody loved is available at Plan 9 Records, 2013 West Carey Street.
Charles inviting you to listen to the Elder Black Music every other Sunday, 3 to 5 p.m. on WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio. I'll bring you the alternative sounds in the world of black music. Afrobeat, blues, reggae, salsa, soca, black rock, jazz, soul, African reggae, zydeco, soukous, funk, fuji, brass bands, boogie, Latin and African hip-hop, and, of course, more, if you can believe that. Tune in every other Sunday here on WRIRLP 97.3 FM for the other black music.
And DJ Greybeard will be in here in a little more than half an hour with the other black music coming up at 3 o'clock here on 97.3 WRIR. And here on Global Agogo from Mali, we're going to move over to Ghana for this next set of music, a little further south in West Africa. And I'll start it out with some new high life music from the band Sun Trophy. This song is called Guy May Ha, right here on Global Agogo.
Thank you. I saw. Sound.
All right, there's a little bit of burger high life here on Global Agogo. That was the style of Ghanaian high life that was popular in the 1980s. Some of it influenced by American disco and funk. But really what made burger high life the commonality was that it was mainly made by the Ghanaian diaspora. First in Germany, hence the name, because burger means legal resident in German. And then also in England, in the U.S., some of it. That last track that I played is kind of a classic of burger high life. However, that one was recorded in Accra. 1986 release called Electric High Life by Jewel Aka, and that song is called Ekoawar Abisa. And before that was Pat Thomas, the Golden Voice of Africa, who is generally regarded as the first burger high life star since he made the first German recordings of high life. The one I played for you, though, was also not recorded in Germany. You heard it was a classic from 1984 called Gaye Su, or Stop Crying, from his album Mpebo. 1984, Pat Thomas. And we started at the set with a song from the new second album by Sun Trophy, which is an 8-piece band from Accra, who are celebrating the roots of high life and also leaping into the future. Their album has a lot of variety on it. And the track that I played for you, which was called Guy May Ha, if I'm pronouncing that right, is definitely celebrates that burger high life era of the 1980s. The album is called Making Moves by Sun Trophy. It's on Out Here Records out of Germany, and it was just released on Friday. And it's excellent, excellent new record from Sun Trophy. And we got time for one more set of music here on Global Agogo before we wrap things up. And we're going to finish things up today in South Africa with a little bit of Bump Jive. Bump Jive is basically Marabi or township jazz, which itself, Marabi is kind of like traditional South African melodies and rhythms, but also combined with American jazz. And Bump Jive is Marabi plus a little bit of funk. You would also get the disco beat later on in the 70s and 80s in Bump Jive. But the stuff that I'll be playing, 75, 77, not really so much. First up is going to be a track from a terrific new release from the trumpeter Dennis Mpale and the legendary saxophone player Kippie Moketsi, who was like the Charlie Parker of South Africa. This is from 1977. The album is called Our Boys Are Doing It, and we'll hear the song Dennis Groove. There's three songs on this album, three long songs. They're all top shelf. And the digital version of this record is now available on Bandcamp. The physical version will be out on April 19th from We Are Busybodies Records out of Toronto. And this is an excellent album. Now we're going to finish up the set and the program today with one of my all-time favorite Bump Jives, Jacaranda No. 2 by The Movers from 1975. Thank you for tuning in to this edition of Global Agogo, produced live in the studios of WRIR Richmond, your community radio station, 97.3 FM and WRIR.org. I'll be back next week at this same time. Next up is DJ Greybeard with the other black music. And remember, the future is unwritten.